所以就圣灵，我们要一起在这边来查考圣经，来崇拜神。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus, we come here together to worship and study together.
我们从早上要谈到埃及。
This morning we talked about Egypt.
埃及跟选民的关系。埃及跟选民跟列祖的关系。
And we talked about the relationship between Egypt and the chosen people of God.
就好像我们跟世界的关系。
It's just like our relationship with the world.
那我们跟世界的关系，以属灵来讲的话，用属灵的方向来讲的话。
Our relationship with the world in the sense, in the spiritual sense.
使徒行传二十，我们看使徒行传二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
二十六章第十八节。
Acts chapter 26 verse 18.
这里神差遣保罗到世界。
Here God sends Paul to the world.
到外邦人那里去。
To the Gentiles.
到世界人那里去。
To the side of the world.
要叫他们的眼睛能够得开。
To open their eyes.
从黑暗中归向光明。
In order to turn them from darkness to light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
And from the power of Satan to God.
这是用属灵的方向来讲的。
And this is our relationship with the world in the spiritual sense.
所以信主之后。
So after we believed,
受洗之后,
after our baptism,
就不能再回埃及了,
we can no longer return to Egypt.
不能再回到魔鬼的掌握之下,
we will not return to the power of Satan.
有时候我们还会在灰色地带跑来跑去啊。
Sometimes we tend to be still running around in the gray area.
那我们会得到一些神的指导的。
But God will give us guidance.
亚伯拉罕下过埃及。
Abraham went down to Egypt.
以撒到了基拉尔。基拉尔。
And Isaac when he went to Gerar.
这都不是选民应该去的地方。
That should not be a place where a chosen man of God should be going.
但是很奇妙啊，他们在埃及在基拉神都保守他们了。
But miraculously, God has both kept Abraham and Isaac.
神呢养育他们呢。
And God has raised them.
你看在在埃及啊，那个亚伯拉罕得到很多财产呢。
Just in the Bible records how Abraham gained lot of possessions in the land of Egypt.
但是后来可能没有好好调整好，所以为了这财产就跟他的侄儿分了。
But later, because the arrangements of the wealth, they departed ways between Abraham and Lot.
以撒在基拉也是缩成百倍啊。
Bible also records that Isaac in the land of Gerar also had many possessions.
但是到最后也住不下。
But he was not able to dwell there long.
虽然最后是利和伯。
And in the end,
利和伯嘛。
Rehoboth.
就是宽阔。
Means wide.
他好像说哇这个眼前宽阔了他一直退嘛对不对退一步海阔天空我们会讲这个道理啊。
He took a step back. As if we said that you know, the sky opens up for you when you take the step back.
其实他退了好多步啊。
He actually gave many steps back.
在外邦地的海阔天空也是住不下。
And in the land of the Gentiles, even though he has gave up many things, but he was still unable to dwell there.
最后还是回到应许地才住下。
And in the end, he returned to the promised land, and there that's where he dwelt.
那另一个方向呢?
And the, on the opposite way,
这是土地问题, 对不对?
It's the problem of the land.
亚伯拉罕神应许他大国。
God promised Abraham a great nation.
那是土地。
And that is in terms of land.
接下来是子孙。
Then God promised in descendants.
一个人、两个人、三个不大国啊。
you would not call a great nation with a number of three people.
其实土地跟子孙，这是从创世纪世纪一直到启示录的故事。
Land and descendants is a storyline that carries on from Genesis all the way to Revelations.
也是神的旨意啊。
It is also the will of God.
我们每个人都是说实在的，在整个的历史里面，在这个宇宙方面，宇宙里面都是很小的。
As human, we're very minute in comparison to this universe.
但是有时候这个很小的一点呢，是不可缺的。
Yet this minute us, this person, sometimes is indispensable.
所以有时候很矛盾啊。
And some is very contradictory.
我们有时候会讲说，你最重要了。
Sometimes we say you are the most important.
缺你一个不行啊。
We might say to someone that we cannot afford to lose you.
那有时候我们在想，其实。尤其在那个机场，因为常常搭飞机吧，即使你忽然就不见了，对那个机场一点关系都没有。
But if, on the other hand, if you think about you're in the airport and you go missing, nobody will find that you went missing.
来，我们来看创世纪第一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
神创造人。
God created man.
28节。
Verse 28.
是用他的样子形象造的。
In his own image.
哎，这是多宝贵啊。
How precious is that?
那神就祝福他们呢。
And God blessed them.
好，祝福就是神，应许亚伯拉罕成为大国，就是土地子孙，接下来就是福气嘛，哈。
Then God blessed them and said that you will be fruitful and multiply.
好，接下来神对他们说。
Then God said to them,
要生养众多，遍满地面，这里这地。
That you will fill the earth and subdue it.
这是神最原始交给人的功课。
This is the very original work that God has entrusted man.
现在这个社会对这个生养众多，好像有时候有人看到就有一点反弹了。
Some people in the society nowadays, when we come across the phrase to multiply and be fruitful, we might have some negative thoughts.
这个世界人那么多了。
We already have such a great population.
你还生几个来凑热闹啊？
Why do you need to give birth to so many?
那年轻人有人说，人生痛苦，为什么还要再生几个小孩来一起受苦？
And some people might say, you know, to come to this world is to suffer. Why would I bear more children for them to come and suffer more?
这个生养众多，这个看怎么来解释了哈。
Of course.Everyone has a different interpretation about be fruitful and multiply.
在主内结婚的。
But if you marry in Christ,
并且信仰好的。
And you have a good spiritual life.
这几年有好几对叫我替他们祝福啊，证婚祝福啊。
In this couple of years, a few newlyweds, when they asked me to bless them in their wedding.
最近一次在 Pacific 嘛，对不对？
The closest one that I remember is recently a wedding in Pacifica.
我说我叫他们两个来啊。
I called the couple.
我说让我祝福我一定是生养众多，你能接受吗？如果不能接受，你要请别人啊。
I told them, I said, if you want me to bless you, then I would say to be fruitful and multiply. Can you accept that blessing? If you cannot, then better probably ask a different pastor.
生出敬虔的后代
is to have a descendant that fears God.
一定要生出敬虔的后代，不是生养众多就好啊。
It is not only to be fruitful and multiply, but that our descendants have the fear of God.
这个祝福是在伊甸园里面的。
This blessing was in the Garden of Eden.
这时候人还没犯罪啊，不要忘记。
And in this time moment, man has not yet sinned.
要生出有神样子形象的人
is to bear or give birth to man who has God's image.
所以你的孩子要看看他有没有像你呀。
Therefore, we have to look at our children and see are they like us.
你有没有像神
？And are we like God?
就在圣经里面，从创世纪一直到启示录，一个很重要的真理。
And that is a very important truth from the beginning of Genesis till Revelations.
第五章就有一个家谱嘛。
And chapter 5 of Genesis because the family of Adam or the genealogy.
这个亚当的家谱其实是属神人的家谱。
The family of Adam is a family that belongs to God.
亚当样子形象像神。
Because Adam has the image of God.
亚当生一个儿子他的形式形象样子像亚当。
And Adam have a child and that child has the image of Adam.
他们每一代同做一样事情。
And every generation they accomplish only one thing and one thing only.
连最属灵的没有经过时被接升天的以诺也做这个事情。
And even the most spiritual Enoch who did not go through death also went through the same thing.
就是生儿养女。
And that is to begot and raise children.
生出养出有神样子形象的后代。
Is to bear and raise children who have the image of God.
因为我现在当传道讲道理了哈。
I'm a pastor and I'm giving a sermon.
那如果私下的话，我是发抖的。
But if I'm not on the pulpit, I'll be probably trembling.
因为我四个小孩以后会不会变强盗，我就不知道了。以后他们会不会变成强盗，我就不知道了。所以这里我讲得很大声，回去是有点害怕的。
I'm fearful because I have four children, and I don't know if one day they'll become thieves.
我常在想哦。
I think to myself,
一个人要赚全世界是不太可能的。
For one person to gain the whole world is impossible.
应该不可能。应该 Bill Gates 没有办法把洛杉矶买下来。
Even Bill Gates probably won't be able to buy the great Los Angeles.
因为我不是读财经的，读财经的算算看他的钱可以买得下这些，应该不可能的。洛杉矶都买不下，你要买全世界，笑死人了。
And if you can't even purchase a great LA, how will you be able to say that you want to gain the whole world?
如果你养一个儿子，一个孩子了，女儿一样了。
But if you have one child,
他是敬畏神的。
And this child fears God.
你说老实，你比他更富有。
In truth is that you are more wealthy than Bill Gates.
一个人的灵魂胜过全世界。
Because didn't our Lord Jesus Christ says that one man's soul is greater than the wealth of all this world?
当然，你去传福音也是一样的哈，在新约里面传福音也是福音的儿女啊。
And likewise, when we go preach,
如果自己生的话
，and but if that's our own child,
就是生养众多。
Is to be fruitful and multiply.
在主里面一定很重要。如果你生了一百个，每个都走掉了，那你是为魔鬼国制造精兵啊。
But if on the other hand, if you have 100 children and all of them leave the household of Christ, then you are probably just raising army for Satan.
这是不一样的人生观。
And that is a different life perspective.
你看亚当的后代。
Look at the descendants of Adam.
就是创世纪第五章这个哈。
It's recorded in Genesis chapter 5.
是因为如果推上去，亚当是神的儿子哈。以那个所谓的家谱学哈来讲的话。
And according to genealogy, if you go up from Adam, you can say that Adam comes from God.
他们的人生就是生儿养女。
And their life, it all is to have sons and daughters and raise them.
那该隐的后代呢
？What about the descendants of Cain？
那个第四章第十七节以下就是该隐哦。
In chapter 4, verse 17 and onward records the family of Cain。
在肉体上、属世上有该隐当爸爸，实在是很好。
In the terms of physical world, if you have Cain as a father, it is very good。
在世上，如果你的爸爸是该隐，那让人很羡慕啊。
If you belong to this world and your father is Cain, it is you will gain the admiration of many.
为什么
？Why？
因为该隐为他的儿子造了一座城。
Because Cain has built a city for his children.
第十七节，他不是盖了一栋房子。
Not only did he just build a house.
不是买了一条街。
Or bought a street.
也不是，是盖为了造一座城啊。
But he built a city for his children.
并且把这个城的名字用他儿子的名字来取啊。
And he named this city after his son.
这种爸爸不伟大。
Is this a great father?
但是他是离开神面的人的。
But he was the one who left the face of God.
所以他们的人生是怎么样？
So what type of life do they have?
没有什么成就就不讲。
They don't have much accomplishment and then they disappear from the face of this world.
那我们知道拉麦，到了拉麦的时候。
And we know if we continue when it gets to Lamech.
哇，当时的人，那个人文啊，文明啊，借着他家的人发达出来了。
The human civilization has expanded and advanced when it got to Lamech.
他生了三个世纪性的人物。
And he has bear many great heroes.
但是他们是离开神面的人。
But they were people who left the face of God.
从伊甸园开始啊。
From the Garden of Eden onwards.
在神的保守下。
Under the perseverance of God.
在神的旨意下。
Under the will of God.
生儿养女一直是。神的子民的任务跟工作。
To bear and raise sons and daughters has been the duty of the chosen people of God.
我们来看创世纪第九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 9.
人类罪恶，神用洪水把它洗过了。
The sin of man has been washed away by the great flood.
现在只有一家人。
And now remains only one family.
罪恶过去，地干净。
The sin has been washed, and now the earth is clean.
神重新祝福。
And God once again blesses this land.
那神赐福给挪亚和他的儿子，对他们说。
And God has blessed Noah and his children, and said to them,
你们要生养众多，遍满了地。
You have to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
属神的人这种的祝福继续哦。
You can see that the people who belongs to God, this blessing continues on.
旧约里面哦。
In the Old Testament.
我们常说什么祝福祝福对不对？
We always talk about the blessing.
其实这就是重点。
And that is the key in the Old Testament.
土地之外就是子孙。
Besides the land, descendants is the key.
我再讲一遍哦。
I'll repeat my sentence again.
要生出保守住有神样子形象的孩子。
We must remember we have to bear children who fears God and who has the image of God.
如果全家的人有一个家了，有一个家庭。
If there's a family.
大儿子当总统。
The son, the oldest son is the president.
二儿子得诺贝尔奖。
The second son won a Nobel Prize.
第三个是成为诺贝那个贝多芬第二。
The third one is as famous as Beethoven.
无论怎么样，就是全家都是全世界最顶尖的了。
No matter what, is their children are the best of the world.
这种爸爸走到街上，我看上餐馆人家已经请客的。
If you are their
你爸爸是你孩子是总统啊。
If you are their father, then even when you go to the restaurants, they might just treat you because you have a son who's a president.
但是如果他没有信仰,
but if they do not have faith,
没有神的样子形象,
they do not have the image of God.
在神眼中你没有孩子,
in the eyes of God, you have no children.
是这个样子的。
And this is how it is.
亚伯拉罕神也祝福他。
Abraham, God also blessed him
生养众多,
to multiply and be fruitful.
像天星, 像海上,
that their, his descendants would be like the stars of the sky and the sands of the sea.
那个以撒一样,
likewise for Isaac.
也借着亚伯拉罕, 也是同样的, 生养众多,
is to like Isaac, just like the blessing for Abraham to be fruitful and multiply.
对于祝福，我们讲最多的，或是常常讲的，就是雅各嘛。
In terms of blessing, the most often mentioned is the blessing of Jacob.
雅各用方法夺了长子的名分，对不对？
Jacob, through his own method, he, obtained the right of the, the oldest son.
其实当时所谓的长子的名分，只是说，他父亲的财产的。
Back in the times when you have the right of the oldest is to have the right to your father's inheritance.
跟神的这个祝福是不是就是一致的呢？
Is it in one accord with God's blessing?
不一致呢。
It's not.
我们如果看创世纪哦。
If we read the book of Genesis.
27章是雅各用跟他的妈妈一起用方法，然后呢要取得他爸爸的祝福。
In chapter 27 of Genesis, Jacob and his mother have thought a method to lie to his father to gain the right of the eldest son.
好，那你看二十七章二十八节、二十九节。
If we read chapter 27, verse 28,
这就是所谓的长子的祝福。
Verse 28 here records the blessing of the eldest son.
但是真正的神的祝福在哪里？
So where is the blessing of God?
是二十八章哦。
It's recorded in chapter 28.
这个跟那个长子的名分没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with the world blessing of the eldest son.
在列祖的历史里面。
In the history of the fathers.
长子不一定得长子的祝福。
It is not necessarily that the eldest son will gain the blessing of the eldest.
并且常常是颠倒的。
And most often it is the other way around.
你看二十八章。
If we look at chapter 28 of Genesis,
第三节
verse 3,
这是真正的祝福了。
This is the true blessing.
愿全能的神赐福给你，使你生养众多，成为多族啊。
Verse 3, may God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of peoples.
其实你如果继续读下去啊。
And if you continue on reading,
生养众多，这就是神的祝福。
Be fruitful and multiply, that blessing is a blessing of God.
生出敬虔的后代。
Is to be fruitful and multiply and have children who fears God.
当然了，不是说多少的问题啊。如果你生十个，十个都败坏了，倒不如你生一个好好的养。
It is not a matter of numbers, but if you have 10 children and they are lost, might as well have just one child and be still in God.
所以生养众多就是在圣经里面从头到尾的神的选民的工作。
So be fruitful and multiply has been the work of the chosen people since the beginning.
好，我们把这个主题又换回到我们的列祖跟埃及。
Now we take this concept and we go back to the fathers and Egypt.
前两代的人神说不可像。
The first two generations, God has told them that they should not go down to the land of Egypt.
因为那是关于土地的，关于归属的问题。
Because it's an issue of land and an issue of belonging.
接下来呢？
What about after that?
你看第一代生一个。
The first generation, they have one child.
其实亚伯拉罕，如果我们知道亚伯拉罕从他生的有八个小孩啊。
If we know from the Bible, actually Abraham has eight child.
八对中国人来讲是一个大数字啊。
For the Chinese, eight is a good number.
八卦八宝什么东西哈？好，他有八个小孩啊。
Abraham has eight children.
从他生的。但是呢，以子孙来讲，神只承认一个。
But in terms of descendants and offerings, God only recognizes one.
好，第二代。
Second generation.
一生就双胞胎。
It's a twin that was born.
但是神才选一个。
But God only chose one of the twins.
所以第一代、第二代让我们知道，不是说有小孩或是生很多就是神的小孩。
From the first and second generation, God helps them to understand that it is not the matter of numbers, that they will all belong to God.
这个我们要互相代祷，也替我祷告，因为我四个小孩，我也很怕。说老师，你讲到讲的那么大声，回去是害怕的。我再重新讲一次。
So we need to intercede for one another, and for myself, I have four children, and so I ask you for your prayers because I don't know, and hopefully they can all be in Christ.
德国那个海德堡教会是很小。
In Hamburg, Germany, we have a very small church.
当我有两个孩子的时候
，When I have two
两个儿子的时候
，When I have two sons.
我讲个题目就是以利有两个儿子。
I gave a sermon topic and said, Eli has two sons.
我就说，儿子啊，拜托不要让你的爸爸当以利啊。
And I told my children that said, please don't let your father be Eli.
好，后来又生了一个。
And then after that, I have another child.
就三个儿子，一个女儿嘛，对不对？
Then I have three sons and one daughter.
我以为说已经脱离了以利的这个恶吧。
And I thought to myself that I will no longer, if ever, be called Eli.
那后来看看圣经，哇，更害怕。
But then after I went through the Bible, I'm even more scared.
亚撒龙有三个儿子。
亚撒龙。Absalom has three sons.
那个全世界最不孝的那个亚撒龙嘛，他有三个儿子啊。
Absalom has three sons.
所以如果你有三个儿子，也要小心。我现在就有三个儿子啊。
And if you have three sons, you got to be careful because I myself I have three sons.
这个是没有办法讲，我们只能警醒祷告了。
You can't really prevent much, but only to pray.
那我们知道，就是圣的养女，这是神给从伊甸园开始。
So what I am trying to clarify is to be fruitful and multiply has been the work that God has given to the chosen people since the very beginning, since the Garden of Eden.
列祖的前两代就是一传一。
In the first two generations of the fathers, Abraham and Isaac, is from one chosen one to the next.
到了第三代雅各。
And to the third generation, Jacob.
雅各其实他孩子 从哪里来的
？So, Jacob, where does his sons come from?
他是从哈兰得到的哦。
He has gained his sons from the land of Haran.
我们故事带很熟吗
？We're very familiar with the story.
他们家庭吵架了。
They had a huge family argument.
四个人啊，家里四个人。
There's four people.
爸爸妈妈。
The parents.
还有一对双胞胎。
And a twin.
四个人一家分成两个国嘛，对不对？
And among the four people, the family has split into two.
爸爸喜欢那个比较会打猎、有事业成就的老大。
Because the father loves his oldest son who has a career and who likes to hunt.
那妈妈呢，喜欢乖乖的在那个帐篷里面帮忙捡菜，那个烧炉子的，当然他也是练的一手什么煮红豆汤的高手啊，就是雅各嘛，对不对
？And the mother loves the youngest son who has been trained to have quite some skills in the kitchen.
看起来好像家庭事件。
It seems that it's just a family matter.
也是事啦，本身就是一个家庭事件。
Yes, you can say that it was just a family matter.
但是在家庭事件冲突的时候
，But among this family matter conflict,
这个妈妈让人捏一把冷汗啊。
This mother has shocked us.
有时候妈妈常常会做这种事情。
Many times, mother do tend to do this.
爱心很大。
Have a great love.
爱小孩啊。
Love their children.
可以为他死。
Can even die for their child.
甚至呢，他跟他的儿子说：“你骗爸爸没有关系，如果被抓到了，做主，妈妈负责。
”She even told her son that it's okay for you to lie to your father, and if there's a curse, may the curse be on me.
你看，利百加从此就消失在这个圣经的历史里面。
And if you read the Bible, after that incident, Rebecca forever disappeared from the Bible.
她叫小儿子说跑。
She told
因为大哥要杀你啊。
She told her son to run because your brother is about to kill you.
她说如果你哥哥气消了，我才派人去把你接回来。
And Rebecca said to her son that if your brother is no longer angry of you, then I will call you back.
她就走了。
And then on her son left.
雅各等啊等啊等二十年，妈妈都没有派人来啊。
And Jacob waited for 20 years, but the mother never called him back.
其实圣经就他就消失了，就死掉了。什么时候死的没记载，但是就死掉了。
And when the Bible no longer records of anything about Rebecca, maybe she already passed away, but we don't know exactly when she passed.
这种爱心很让人很心疼的。
It's a love that we feel pity for her.
好，雅各去了哈兰。
And Jacob went to Haran.
他在那里得到两个太四个哈。
And in Haran, Jacob gained four wives.
后来生了四个。
And from the four wives, he has 12 children.
你在想他爸爸。
And if we turn and look at Isaac,
亚伯兰不要叫他儿子出那个迦南地的呢？我们还记得吗？
Do you remember when Abraham did not allow Isaac to leave the land of Canaan?
所以亚伯兰要派一个仆人去哈兰娶妻子来啊。
And for this reason, Abraham sent a servant to go to Haran to find a wife for Isaac.
亚伯兰讲啊。
And Abraham said,
说你不要把我的儿子带去啊。
He said, do not take my son with you.
不准去的。
So he did not allow Isaac to leave.
因为他的时代还是土地的时代。
Because in the times of Abraham, it was still the times of land.
老仆人讲了，如果人家不跟我来怎么办？
And the servant, old servant asked, what if the woman did not want to come back with me?
亚伯兰讲，你绝对不能把我的儿子带去，连相亲就是带去相个亲也不可以啊。
But Abraham said, you will never take my son away or to a different land.
但如果那个创世纪二十四章啊，他那个仆人说，那个亚伯兰跟仆人讲，如果他不跟你来呢，那就跟你没关系。
And then Abraham said to the servant that if the girl is unwilling to come back with you, then this has nothing to do with you.
现在是另外一个那个主题了。
But right now, it's a different theme.
这是子孙问题。
It's the theme of descendants.
子孙他就去了哈兰。
And in this theme, Jacob went to the land of Haran.
那我们再想想那个雅各哈。
Now let's look at Jacob.
他是一个就是开创性的人物，另外一个开创了哈。
He is like a founder.
然后呢，他要开创，一定要有人替他铺路啊。
And to be the founder, someone needs to pave her the way.
因为他生出十二个支派嘛，叫做以色列，他名叫以色列了。
Because from him came 12 children, which are the 12 tribes of Israel.
谁替他开路
？So who paved the way for Jacob?
当然是他儿子约瑟。
Of course, is Joseph his son?
你看约瑟一生哈。
Look at Joseph's life.
我们每个人的一生，你有时候你想想看。
Sometimes we look at our own life.
当然我年纪不是很大，因为在这边年纪大的太多了。
Of course, I'm not the oldest, and many among you are older than me.
那因为在德国，我常常都是最老的。
But in Germany, often I am considered one of the oldest.
对，常常。好，那。所以在那边比较会讲老人道理啊，在这里就不敢了。
So in Germany, I often will preach some teachings for the elderly. Here, I dare not.
那我们想想我们自己。
But if we look at ourselves,
年纪越大，越想越有趣。
And the older you are, the more interesting it gets.
有一天我在想，因为我去参加一个丧礼嘛，我们信徒嘛。那我就跟他看手怎么摆呀、啊、比较好，好处理尸体就是了。
So one day I attended a funeral, and at the funeral I was observing and to see what is the best way to handle the body.
那我在想说，换我了哈，如果我是躺在那里，要这样子呢，还是？我想了半天，到底要怎么样好啊？放肚子呢，还是？
While looking at the body, I thought to myself,
总要换个地方啊。
If one day I do pass away, what is the best way to place my hands? Is it on top of my body, cross, next to my body, on my stomach? What is the best position?
一生过去了，总要换个地方嘛，看着。
Now it's the last destination. You have to think of a way to place your hands.
我们来想约瑟好了。
Now let's look at Joseph.
约瑟这个人，你可以用很多方面来看他。
You can study Joseph from many different perspectives.
你用宏观的。
If you use a broad perspective.
或是用他的微观的。
Or very particular.
我们常常用微观来看他。
Many times we use a very broad perspective to look at Joseph.
以微观来讲。
In terms of broad.
他一生是两大事情。
In his life, there's two major incidents.
第一个叫苦难。
First is trials or tribulations.
他一直做很好。
He was being very good in midst of it.
苦难一直来。
But the tribulations keeps coming to him.
神给他两个梦。神给他两个梦啊。
God gave him two dreams.
爸爸给他彩衣。
Father gave him the color robe.
结果就是死亡。
But in the end, what brought him was only to death.
后来没有，就苦难。
Of course, we know he did not die, but this is just a series of tribulations.
他后半生呢？
What about his latter life?
就是哭。
Just crying.
他一直哭。
Simply just crying.
自从他碰到哥哥之后呢？
After he met his brothers,
最先他是很气啊。
He was very angry at first.
放不下。
He couldn't let go.
他看到哥哥一看就是哦，在这里。
When he looked at his brothers, he just knew that they were there.
把他们关起来。
He put them in jail.
并且用一些不是事实的罪名哈，来讲他们。
And he used some made up facts to blame them to put them in jail.
他内心是。很气的了。
He has much anger inside him.
已经把哥哥们已经关在自己的心里面的牢房里面了。
He has actually jailed his brothers in his heart.
所以接下来他一直哭。
And therefore he continued to cry.
哭到要死之前第五十章最后还哭一次。
And he continues to cry even till the last chapter, chapter 50.
这个我们来知道嘛，就约瑟哭了，一直哭。
In chapter 50, the Bible says Joseph cried. He continues to cry.
这是他的灵修，他的释放。
It's his release, his spiritual rise.
如果我们每次在讲那个赦免的时候，都会用他。
Every time when I talk about forgiveness, I will use Joseph as an example.
什么是赦免？
What is to forgive?
不要英文骗人啊，英文哈。
Actually, in terms of English,
说赦免就是忘了。
Forgive has a connotation of to forget.
骗人，那这个天最大的谎话。
But that is actually a lie.
对不对
？Right.
你忘记了，你还说，哇，他十年前哦欺负我啊。我已经把他赦免了，忘了。哦，你又讲，这是最大谎话。
If you really forgot, would you come to cross a person and you say, I remember 10 years ago, this, he did this, this to me, then you just told another lie.
其实赦免不是忘了。
In actuality, to forgive is not to forget.
主耶稣所讲的是把它放了。
What Jesus Christ says is to let go.
那想到了不赦免就把它又抓回来了。
But when you cannot forgive, then you hold on to the past once again.
约瑟后半生就是在做这个事情。
But the latter life of Joseph, that's what he continues to repeatedly do.
但是从最高的神的旨意来讲。
But in terms of the great will of God.
是什么？
What is it?
生养众多了。
Is to be fruitful and multiply.
为什么？
Why?
因为他第一个所想到的。
Because the first thing that he thought of.
四十五章哈。
Chapter 45.
我们早上也念过了。
We have read this morning.
这时候他已经明白。
Chapter 45, At this time, Joseph comes to understand.
明白他为什么先到埃及来。
He comes to understand why he was sent to the land of Egypt first.
当然是哥哥把他卖来的。
Of course,his brother sold him off to Egypt.
但是他用另外一层次来看。
But on another perspective,
是神差我来。
God has sent him.
神差他来做什么？
Why did God send him?
你不要说啊，就是神要让他当宰相。
You can't say that God sent him so he could be the second highest in command in Egypt.
神不会这么无聊啊。
God will not do such a boring and meaningless thing.
不是的，他明白啊。
He understands.
他把他差到这里来。
God God has sent him to Egypt.
为要保全生命。
In order to preserve lives.
他理解到。
He came to understand.
所以他在死之前。
So before his death.
他已经知道了。
He came to know.
这是他到这里来，就是让以色列神的选民在这里要生养众多。
He came to understand that the purpose that he was brought down to Egypt is so that chosen people of God can be fruitful and multiply in the land of Egypt.
这是神选民生命问题啊。
This is a matter of the life of the chosen people.
所以四十六章。
And therefore, in chapter 46,
神叫雅各要下埃及。
God told Jacob that you must go to Egypt.
神跟他讲。
And God told Jacob,
你要下去。
You have to go to Egypt.
并且在那里呢，约瑟会将他的手放在你的眼睛上面。
And he said that there, your son, Joseph will place his hand on your eyes.
这是很有名的嘛。
It's a very famous phrase.
中文翻译不太，中文的大的字翻译不好，小字他有讲，小字是对的。
In Chinese, there's two translations, but the most accurate one is the one in the small script.
中文是说，大致是说，呀，约瑟必给你送终。
In the other translation of Chinese, it says that Joseph will send you away.
送终，古时候的，我小时候那个在台湾那个送终，哇，那个行列有时候排了几。上公一公里应该有啊。
When I was a child, I remember that when you send someone away in a funeral, there used to be lines, line up that could be as far as 1 kilometer.
尤其在乡下。
Especially if you live in the more village area.
后来好久都没有遇到这样子了。
And for many years, I haven't encountered that.
几年前呢、啊，我在中国。
But a few years ago, while I was visiting China,
要去访问一些信徒啊。
And we were there to visit some brothers and sisters.
刚好遇到送终的。
And it happens that we met with a group that they were sending someone away.
我又想起小时候的那个情景了。
And I started recalling what I saw when I was a child.
也是，哦，那个他们是说那个全村庄最有钱的。
They said that the one that passed away was the wealthiest one in the town.
以前人家说送终这样子很风光啊。
In the olden days, they would say that when you can send someone away and have such a large group that sends you away, it's very
glorious. 其实活人风光啊，死人根本不知道，吵死人啊。
But why would the dead one know? It's just glorious for his family member who are still living.
人死了，怎么样都可以。
Because when one passes away, it doesn't matter what you do anymore.
我跟我大儿子说，我死了，你就拿去烧烧，你要磨碎一点。我家后院有一个小小小的花园，有种几棵那个草莓，你就挖深一点，放在草莓的下面。人一定有钙质，有那个磷脂啊，明年你就可以吃到爸爸的味道了。
I tell my son that when I pass away, make sure you cremate me and make sure it's in very fine ashes and bury it in my backyard beneath the strawberries. So next year you will have a taste of me.
其实神是说。约瑟要把他的手放在你眼睛上面。
But what God actually told Jacob was that your son Joseph will put his hands on your eyes.
你要死之前呢,
Before you die,
你把你的手放在你孩子的头上。
Your hand you will place on your son.
祝福他们。
And you will bless them.
然后呢，你的孩子把他的手放在你眼睛，爸爸，你可以走了。
And then your son will place his hand on your eyes and said, Father, now you can go.
他当时的想法是不是真或是假，我是不知道了。人死的时候，灵魂听说了，是从眼睛出来的。
I don't know if it's true, but in the olden days, they said that when one person dies, their soul will come out from their eyes.
眼睛不是灵魂之窗吗？
Because isn't we said that your eyes are the windows of your soul?
眼睛明亮，全身都明亮。
And if you have a bright pair of eyes, then you have you a very knowledgeable person.
你老了。
Now that you're old,
要过去了。
Everything will pass.
你的孩子手放在你眼睛，说爸爸可以走了。你的生命现在就我继承下来，继续活下去。神的样子形象还留着。
Now when you're old, your son will place his hand on your eyes and will say to you, Father, now you can go, and I will inherit your life and continue on living and inherit the image of God that has been with you.
我们看出埃及记第一章。
If we turn back to Genesis chapter 1,
雅各在埃及其实刚开始很辛苦啊。
雅各。
那个约瑟。
I'm sorry, when we turn back, we know that in the beginning, Joseph had a very difficult life in Egypt.
但是他是去预备地方的。
But he was there to prepare the way.
是神差去的。
He was sent there by God.
出埃及记第一章。
In Exodus chapter 1.
以色列的众子各带着家眷和雅各一同来了，来到埃及。
In Exodus chapter 1, it talks about the families of Jacob brought their children and their household all down to Egypt.
你这节念下去，你没有感觉有点奇怪吗？
When you read this chapter, don't you feel there's something awkward about it?
奇怪是说一个人怎么两个名字都在这里出现？
Here, there mentions two names.
你看是以色列的众子，对不对？
Here says that now these are the names of the children of Israel.
也可以说雅各的众子嘛，对不对？
Because here says the children of Israel, it's equivalent to saying the children of Jacob.
在这里就分开了。
But here it repeats and it separates them.
雅各讲这个人。
When he talks about Jacob, he talks about that person.
以色列呢？
But here when he talks about
Israel. 当然也是这个人了，但是他是被神改过名字的。
Israel, it refers to Jacob, but has been changed the name by God.
所以是以色列的众子各带着家眷和雅各一同来到埃及。
So chapter 1 verse 1 here says, Now these are the names of the children of Israel who came to Egypt, each man and his household came with Jacob.
好，他们名字一个个记啊。
And now records the name of his children.
这不是多余的，也不是啰嗦的。
This is not excessive or it's wordy.
一个都不可以少的。
Because there cannot be lack of one.
十二个全选上了。
Here, Jacob has 12 children and all 12 has been chosen.
你看在这个生命历史里面跟以前不一样的咯。
So if you look at here, it's different than in the past.
好，第五节。
Verse 5.
从雅各而生的共有70人啊。
All those who were descendants of Jacob were 70 persons.
约瑟已经在埃及了。
For Joseph was in Egypt already.
约瑟为什么已经在埃及？
So why was Joseph already in Egypt?
是准备。
It was to prepare.
准备什么？
What to prepare?
接下来所讲的。
It continues on.
约瑟和他的弟兄并那一代的人都死了。
And Joseph died, all his brothers and all that generation.
这些牧羊的兄弟也死了。
So all his brothers who were shepherds died.
当宰相的约瑟也死了。
And Joseph, who was the second highest in command, also died.
当然，在死的时候， 对尸体的处理是可能不一样的。
Of course, after they die, the way they will treat the body might be different.
约瑟当宰相嘛。
Joseph was a ruler.
所以他死了之后就把他用香把他熏一熏。我每次看想到这样做好像在熏鸡一样啊。熏鸡啊，熏一熏。
So, they might cremate the body.
然后就把它放起来。
And they will preserve the body.
把它放在棺材里面了。
They will put it in a tomb.
那在当时应该把它制成木乃伊就是了。
In that time, they might have turned Joseph's body into a mummy.
第七节。
Verse 7.
以色列人生养众多。
But the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly. 并且
繁茂极其强盛，满了那地。
Multiply and grew exceedingly mighty.
前面讲约瑟死了。
The previous verse it says that Joseph passed away.
好，我们看跳就是第六节讲约瑟死了，对不对？
Verse 6 says Joseph died.
第六节，我们跳第七节完的时候，我们看第八节。
And if we jump to verse 8,
有不认识约瑟的兴王起来。
Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph.
神差他去那个埃及啊。
God sent Joseph to Egypt.
他当宰相。
And now he's the ruler there.
目的不是要让他怎么成为不朽啊。
The purpose was not that he could live forever.
中国人讲立功立德立人三不朽。
The Chinese said that you have accomplishments and then you will live forever.
这是君子。所追求的人生的目的啊。
And that is what a knowledgeable man will pursue.
可以啊。
Of course you can do that.
世上不朽不会不朽到天国去了。
But what is everlasting is whatever we store in heaven.
约瑟死了。
Now Joseph died.
当时的国度也不认识他了。
And the new king and the new kingdom did not know Joseph.
他留下什么？
So what did he left behind?
留下生养众多。
He left behind to be fruitful and multiply.
你继续读下去。
And if we continue reading,
生养众多，这是贯穿整个神的经纶的。
The to be fruitful and multiply continuously repeats it in the Bible.
就到我们现在啊。
For example,
我们要生养众多，对不对？
Right now we're to be fruitful and multiply. 主耶稣说，你
们往普天下去传福音啊。
God says to preach to the world, to the end of the earth.
让他们受洗成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
For them to be baptized, so they be the descendants of Abraham.
所以要生养众多。
Therefore, to be fruitful and multiply.
去哪里生啊？
Where are we to bear our children?
当然是去埃及啊。
Of course, is to go to Egypt.
一定要进入埃及。
We have to enter Egypt.
一定要走向世界。
We have to enter the world.
从各国各民各方各族。
It's to from all nations, all people.
当然接下来 ends. 接下来道理就是约瑟在埃及做什么。
Next session we'll talk about what Joseph has accomplished in the land of Egypt.
他在埃及是工作。
In Egypt, he was there to work.
从工作里面。
And from the topic of work.
能够完成神差他的工作。
To accomplish the will of God.
所以我们一定要进入埃及。
Therefore, we have to enter Egypt.
让神的国。
So that the kingdom of God.
生养众多。
Can be fruitful and multiply.
我们现在唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
452首。
452。
Yeah.
Please let's kneel and play one accord.